KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have fog and drizzle, 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the news, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy to cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 72. In the news this hour, the National Weather Service says at least four tornadoes raked parts of Iowa on Tuesday for a second day of severe weather in the state. The first tornado was reported around 1:20 p.m. Tuesday, 4 miles west of Waukee, where it touched down briefly and damaged a car dealership. The second occurred minutes later just east of Dallas Center. Later in the afternoon, tornadoes were reported simultaneously just northwest of Woolstock in northern Iowa and 3 miles northeast of Adair at around 3:45 p.m. Earlier, a funnel cloud was observed a little after 3 p.m. 2 miles east of Kirkman in Shelby County. Meteorologist Roger Vahalik with the National Weather Service in Des Moines said all of the tornadoes appeared to be weak in nature and occurred in mostly uninhabited areas that caused little damage and no injuries. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said Tuesday that she was in the process of setting up a call with the Iowa State Fair Board this week to discuss their plans for the 2020 State Fair. The fair is currently scheduled to begin August 13th.
I know they've been trying to wait to see how Iowa responds to our continuing to open up our economy, and so we'll have an opportunity to visit with them this week and, you know, see if I can answer any questions that they may have and really listen to them and see what they're considering as they move forward with making a decision.
Minnesota's 2020 State Fair was canceled last week. The Missouri State Fair is scheduled to begin on the same day as the Iowa State Fair. Missouri officials say they'll make an announcement in early to mid-June about what their state fair will look like. Eviction and foreclosure proceedings may resume in Iowa beginning tomorrow. Governor Kim Reynolds declared a moratorium in mid-March to prevent people from becoming homeless during the first part of the pandemic. Reynolds says the Iowa Finance Authority is planning to help some of the Iowans who are now facing the loss of their home or their apartment.
The program applies to residential evictions and foreclosures, and we will be available to eligible Iowans who have experienced a documented loss of income due to COVID-19 and are unable to pay their rent or mortgage payment.
The governor plans to use some of the pandemic relief money the state got from the federal government for the program. Eligibility details will be released tomorrow.
We anticipate it being ready for Iowans on Friday.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa says many Iowans still need time to pull together enough money to pay back rent that will be due, and the governor's decision to end the moratorium on Thursday is a disappointment. Also, the governor is no longer encouraging Iowans to limit the size of gatherings to 10 or less. Iowa Department of Public Health Deputy Director Sarah Reister says Iowans should wear face masks when social distancing is not possible.
We know this is a difficult time, and Iowans need to continue to be responsible in taking care of their own health, as well as protecting the health of our communities. I sincerely appreciate the governor's regular reminders that as Iowans, we need to be accepting of one another's choices and our individual decisions and needs.
As we reported Tuesday, the governor is allowing casinos and amusement parks to open on June the 1st. Outdoor sporting events may resume with crowds of spectators who are properly social distance. In other news, police in Creston reports two separate arrests took place on Tuesday at around 2:30 p.m. 33-year-old Johnny Gossett of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. He was later released from custody on a $300 bond. And at around 7:25 p.m., 37-year-old Nikki Jones of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and subsequently released from the scene on a summons to appear in court. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health on Tuesday said there were 16 new positive cases of COVID-19 to report. 10 of the individuals are residents of Council Bluffs, 3 are from Underwood, 2 are from Carter Lake, and 1 is from Walnut. 3 of the cases are persons age 17 and under, 5 are 18 to 40, 5 are 41 to 60 years of age, and 3 are age 61 to 80. There was another COVID-19-related death in Pottawatomie County as well. A Council Bluffs man over the age of 81 with pre-existing conditions has died, making the 7th death in Pottawatomie County. All of the latest cases were tested between May 16th and the 24th. The state of Iowa's online COVID-19 dashboard shows 17 additional deaths over the past 24 hours. The total number of deaths amounted to 481 since record-keeping began about 2 months ago, and the latest figures show 138,819 were tested for the virus, for a total of 18,206, or 1 out of every 73 tested. And negative test results continue to rise, with the latest data showing 120,191, or 1 out of every 26 test results. The number of patients who have recovered from COVID-19 continues to rise as well as 9,847. Now, for Cass and surrounding counties, the number of positive test results and the number of those recovered have changed just a little bit. Cass County still has 11 positive cases, but two have now recovered, as opposed to one yesterday. Adair County has 7 positive cases, 3 recovered. Adams County, 6 and 1. Audubon County, 12 and 8. Guthrie County had 43 and 29, respectively. Montgomery County, 6 positive cases, 5 recovered. Shelby County, 33 cases and 25 recovered. And Pottawatomie County, 220 cases with 136 having been recovered. In RMCC Region 4, which is southwest and parts of western Iowa, 8 people are hospitalized for COVID-19. 3 are in ICU and 2 were admitted to the hospital. Across the state, 393 COVID-19 patients are hospitalized, 109 are in an ICU, and 32 have been admitted over the past 24 hours. There were no recent long-term care facility outbreaks across the state, so the number stands at 37. The number of patient and staff COVID-19 deaths at those facilities has increased by 11 to 256. Patients and staff who've tested positive continues to increase at 1,604. The number recovered also continues to rise, however, and currently stands at 713. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.